Hey!
What?
The record's over!
Oh, wow, I had my Walkman on. I didn't even notice.
Take
okay,
look,
okay,
take
okay, do the call letters.
Okay.
W F M U.
I'm a vampire. The sound that will change rock and roll for all time is here. Power rock with galactic force. Maniacal music that can melt bricks. And you'll love it as Charnel House comes to town. Charnel House. Carmen Coleman, 117 of the greatest lead guitarists in the history of rock and roll. And their wall of sound that left England in ruins is coming to Station Wagon Sibling Stadium Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Three shoe warping shows a night at 8, 9:32, and 11:16. Tickets are 8:50, 19:52, and 33:16. And before Charnel House rips into your soul, you'll see the hottest blues band in Delaware, Captain Ahab's Flaming Stump, turning you inside out with their 23-second version of Inagata Davida. Also a brain will be the 92 BC Anatoly Carpathian Monastery Boys Glee Club with their brain-splattering Euro Mountain Goat lullabies. Four great groups, Charnel House, Captain Ahab's Flaming Stump, and the 2,863 Boys Monastic Boys Glee Club. Don't miss Charnel House at Station Wagon Sibling Stadium, north on Highway 2 overpass off the Zero Street exit past the Bagging House Railway underpass 134th Street and 75 bypass east. It's a vision of God himself on stage. Tickets only $15.50, $34.50, and $64.85 at the loading dock. For ticket info, call toll-free 800-973-876-59389. That's 800-974-397-8965. And don't miss Charnel House's first album, The Crucifixion of Howdy Doody in Hyperspace. Now then, more mutilated records and tapes. Charnel House, from England to you, with no disrespect intended.
Yeah, we want to thank y'all for being such a lovely audience. Clap your hands together now. Help me, I'm trapped in Hollywood with a bunch of vampires. I don't understand it. Help me, mama. Come on. Oh, I need some money. Help me. I'm singing this song for money.
Devastating horror movie of our time. So realistic it's shocking. So shocking it's unreal. It's horrible. SGM Pictures presents No Parking.
George, I can't seem to find a parking place anywhere. I don't think there are any left.
No Parking. General panic and chaos crippled a nation on the day all the parking spaces were filled in the most chilling thriller ever to hit the screen. No Parking.
Joe Frankfurter here, and I want to say everybody's listening to the big, big radio show Studio A. Millions and millions of people listen every Sunday night at 8:30 with Super Duper Hooper Cooper Mooper Hooper Duper guests. Everybody's there. And I want to say everybody's listening to Studio A. And I want to say big name in radio, Mr. Radio himself, David Shane. And everybody's saying, listen, Dan, I love it. You love it. Everybody, Joe Frankfurter says, listen, Sunday nights at 8:30 to the most fabulous, fantastic program. I want to say we're going to have a tribute to these gentlemen coming up very shortly, momentarily.
Hi, I'm Joe Brackney, and have I got a car deal for you. We are drastically overstocked on last year's models, and we're going to pass this stupid buying mistake on to you. I've got Malibus, Ticonderogas, Shibas, Swarlax, and Flipfuls, Deep Tomasero Panteras, and a limited edition of our special GT Tarbiter. We guarantee the lowest prices and mileage, or we'll give you a free undercoating on your trade-in, or my name ain't Larry. This is Joe Brackney saying, come on in and see our fantastic selection. Now here's today's Brackney Used Car Special.
A 1968 Sturbo GT Gazebo 4-door Super Coupe with Costapedic interior and fan leather brakes under 80,000 miles, like new and never before driven. Today's Brackney price, $29.95.
At Joe Brackney's, we'll meet you head on.
Meyer wieners, they are so plump and tender too.
It's Oscar Meyer for me and you.
Wieners, Oscar Meyer wieners, the best you ever put in buns.
'Cause they're the juicy, all meat ones.
Man, they taste just dandy, and they're oh so handy. They're fully cooked, just heat and eat.
And eat and eat.
Hey, if you've been wishing, say, for great nutrition, you get the protein you require.
From wieners made by Oscar Mayer.
And now here's a message from the Mammoth Vocational Training Schools, where profit and education is our only goal. Here's El Philo, Larry Mammoth.
Friends, are you one of the millions of dreamers with a long-suppressed desire to appear on the fabled silver screen? If so, please pay close attention to the following dramatization, because I am about to reveal to you the stuff that dreams are made of. The scene? A movie mogul's office in the heart of Hollywood.
Otto, we have a colossal script here. It's gonna make a colossal Western movie. But before I sign all these contracts, let's go over the checklist and see if we have everything we need.
Right, Delby.
Okay. Have we got the stars, right?
Right, Delby.
We got the locations, right?
Right, Delby.
The set designers, the carpenters, the best boys, all that.
Right, Delby.
The geezers. We don't have the geezers?
No, Delby. There is a geezer shortage in Hollywood right now.
Oh, merciful heavens, we've got to have geezers. What's a Western without hundreds of old codgers and faded plaid shirts? Greasy fake beards and dirty underwear. Cancel the movie. Put all Westerns in turnaround this year.
Amazing, isn't it, friends? No Westerns this year because of a shocking shortage of trained geezers in Tinseltown. But Hollywood's appalling geezer deficit could be your yellow brick road to a golden opportunity. Announcing... the Mammoth Vocational School for Geezer Training. Think about it, friends. You can be a respected pillar of the community, keep your hands clean, and bring home a fat paycheck to boot. Mr. Milo Barlow and Mr. Garvin Swink were diesel school dropouts in Norman, Illinois, when they heard my geezer roll call.
Yeah, I heard that. Listen, we was hopelessly starstruck in Normal.
That's a fact. Then we took our Mammoth Vocational Geezer Training course and...
yeah, heard that. Yep. Now we're full-fledged Hollywood geezers and meeting lots of full-figured Hollywood starlets.
Heard that.
Yes, believe it or not, we took these hopelessly starstruck hayseeds, put them in funny hats, fake beards, and dirty underwear, and taught them to stand around in a crowd and say...
yeah, now you're talking, Roy.
And immortal geezer lines like...
hey, what's that away, Tex?
And the ever-popular...
string them up, Jane.
When your course is completed, that's when our trained staff of casting consultants goes to work. Yes, these Hollywood experts will keep your career on the move for only a 90-10% split. Then as you get better at your craft, you can keep as much as 15% of what you earn. All of this plus catered lunches, too.
Yeah, listen. Yesterday I worked for lunch and they give us a sandwich, big one, too, and an apple and a Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Oh, it's real good, too. Yeah. And I got two bags of potato chips. Oh, boy.
Hey, two bags? I didn't get not even one bag.
Tough luck, buddy.
You got my dang chips.
I didn't get your chips.
You did, too. Somebody took my chips.
This is your chance to live your dreams. The price is only $9.99. Yes, $9.99. And if you act now, I'll also include the graduate course in secret words to mumble as you mill around in a crowd scene. Words like...
Rhubarb.
The immortal...
Peas and carrots.
Enrollment is unlimited, so don't delay. Call now, and here's how.
To enroll in the Mammoth Vocational Geezer Training Course, have your Visa, Albanian Express, or MasterCard ready and call 1-900-GEEZER. That's 1-900-GEEZER.
We're an equal opportunity mail order institution. Geezerettes, welcome.
We'll be recording your jingle in Studio B, Mr. Wild.
Is this singer a good...
Oh, he's the best, sir.
And is the song...
Oh, it'll be the best jingle ever for Wild Oles.
Gee, I don't even know how it goes.
Well, it goes something like, Wild Oles in Libertyville, sing, sing, something, something.
Fine.
No pressure, no hype. Sing. And then something about a relaxed place in the country.
Good, very good.
And talk, more, sing.
Yeah.
Then with a big finish, Wild Oles in Libertyville.
Fine.
Is that okay?
Let's do it.
Mac.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's record the Wild Oles jingle.
Fine.
Wild Oles jingle, take one.
Wild Oles in Libertyville, sing, something. No pressure, no hypes, sing. Relax, friendly place in the country. Talk. More sing. Big finish. Wild Oles in Libertyville.
Well, how do you like it?
It's just like you said.
Mac, that's a wrap.
Man knows how to sing, no doubt about it.
Isn't he good?
You know, the Columbia phonograph dealer, your neighborhood,
which
has...
one?
You know that one?
No.
Well, he has Columbia first with the LP record, first with guaranteed stereo fidelity records, and now Columbia is first again with Stereo One.
You know what? I'd call them number one in the wonderful world of sound.
Thank you very much, audience member. You're exactly
now,
right.
Now, can I have some popcorn?
Yes. It's a new listening experience in stereophonic high fidelity sound that makes all your records, stereo or regular, sound better.
You know, I have in my home four Columbia record players, stereo and otherwise. They're the best.
Four? Ladies?
Four, yeah. That's Can I
wonderful.
Have two handfuls of popcorn?
Sure.
Thank you.
Of course. Well, there is a Columbia Stereo One phonograph for every room and for every budget, for every listening need. Ray, I think you have the prices there, don't you?
Well, the Columbia Portable... Would you help me hold this up for the audience,
yeah.
Mark? This one, Columbia Portables, priced as low as $24.95. And the consoles with many exclusive new Columbia features start at the amazing low price of $129.95.
Can I buy them on easy terms at my Columbia Phonograph dealer?
Well, I suppose you could talk with them. I think so. But go see them anyway and hear them all real soon.
Robot rules of order. Learning to live with cyborgs, surrogates, and drones in your personal neighborhood.
Part 4. Tobar visits his old neighborhood.
Baby sisters in a tube and mothers at the market. Poke-a-toke, in all four down.
Oh, little area resident.
Dig the silver with your fist in.
Oh, no, my Tobar radar robot mate.
Hello, man, I'm Flesh Gordon. Shame.
Oh, no danger. I can see a magnet in your hand.
Wait, turn towards the sun.
Oh, no, my eyes, I'm... Rule one, never point a robot towards the sun. Don't put magnets on their nuts or joints or
balls.
Don't give a robot some. Get down, Lamont. Have her club, swindle, or perforate your robot, or put it in an old car and roll it off a cliff. Remember, be fair. We are not programmed for defense.
Free bat rides every day. Howdy, friends. I'm Lord Jim Cravington for Medieval Motors, your friendly truck stop of transportation in the Diet of Worms. Friends, whether you're in the body or at the lunch, we've got the Griffin, the Minotaur, or the sporty little Camel Leopard to suit your imaginary travel needs. And gosh, what can I say about these little guys? Yes, it's your all-new cardboard vampirettes, the economy transport that's got them all guessing on the other side. Well, we've got continents and peninsulas of new and used transfigurations and a secret rose garden of perfect values. So get your ass in gear and your oxen in here so as we can trade indulgences and get you on your path. Now, we're just a painful mile off the freeway of Lost Hope at the intersection of down and out avenues in the Citadel of the Angel.
Play. We are round and round and up and down we go. Yeah!
know it's WABC. Yeah, it's Whalen from New York to everywhere around. 77 on your dial, the great big groovy sound, the home of the good guys. You just can't put it down. You know it's WABC.
Mom, Dad, kids, everybody loves new rope on a stick. It's the great new fun product from Rocco that looks just like a rope on a stick, but it's so much more. Look, hold it over your head or make it go around your neck. Now look, it's a whip. Swing at your friends while they swing at you. Try to wrap it around your legs. You'll find literally hundreds of things to do with new rope on a stick. You and your friends will want to play for hours. Now look, you can hold it out the window. Throw it up at the air. See who can throw it the highest. Take it to the disco. New disco rope on a stick. Now look, it's a helicopter. Play catch at the beach. Hold it behind your back. Drag it on the ground. Tease animals. You won't want to put it down. New rope on a stick. Available now in vibrant orange and vibrant green. Start your collection today. Hang it from a tree. Trade with your friends. Take it to bed.
Now here's the picture all America has been waiting for. Now at last it can be told. Now for the first time someone dares tell this different story. You'll be shocked.
You'll be thrilled.
You'll laugh.
You'll cry.
You'll wish you stayed home.
When you see Repulsive Pictures' greatest triumph.
Grub. The story of food.
It took 5 years to film this moving spectacle. Imagine the stark realism of tons of roast beef consumed by 5,000 extras.
See 1,500 screaming babies waiting for their strange spinach.
See tons and tons of frozen food. Women fought for.
Men died for.
Grub.
Grub stars Sherman L. Sturdley as fearless Figlioni.
Marsha Van Allshot as luscious Lucretia.
Plus Jonas Lattimore as the kindly old grocer. and introduces Barry Campbell as Figlioni's son, Mario, who'll sing his way into your heart.
Can't you hear me calling Caroline?
Now listen to an unforgettable scene from the picture Grub. Figlioni has just been refused admittance to the cafeteria by Lucretia.
You mean I won't have my grub today?
I'm sorry, Figlioni. If it were anyone but you.
But you've always given me my grub, Lucretia.
But today, Figlioni, you have no ticket. If you were to be challenged in the grub line and you had no ticket, it would mean instant death.
But Lucretia, you don't understand. I must have my grub.
Yes, scenes such as this are many in Repulsive Pictures' latest release.
Filmed in various shades of gray, be sure and see Grub, the story of food.
Produced by the same studio which gave you the moving vehicle, Crosstown Bus.
See Grub, the story of food, opening soon at your neighborhood theater.
Hi there, boys and girls of all ages. This is your old friend Uncle Fink with not one, but two new exciting Funsy dolls from Super Toys called Mumsy and Daddy Dolls. Gee, don't they look super? Mumsy in her leopard skin stretch slims and low-cut Angora t-shirt and simulated mother of tin earrings and lots of luscious raspberry lipstick smeared all over her full lips and everything. Isn't Mumsy keen? And look at Daddy Doll, with razor nicks on his face and his Bermuda shorts and imitation dirty sweat socks and his dandy pink quilted hair shirt, just like Mao Zedong wears. Isn't Daddy a real cutie pie? Sure, Mumsy and Daddy are terrific, just like real Mumsy and Daddy people are. And listen closely, boys and girls, while I pull the little cord behind Mumsy's t-shirt. See? She whispers, "Get me another drink, stupid," just like real Mumsies really do. And watch while I pull the cord behind Daddy Doll's back. Daddy Doll says, "Make your own drink, fat and ugly," just like real-life daddies do. Wowie, aren't they just too much? And boys and girls, as if that weren't enough, Super Toys have really done it this time. After we give Mumsy and Daddy Doll a nice stiff drink, watch what happens. Look at Mumsy Doll, reeling around, staggering, and falling down, just like real-life Mumsies do when they're boiled. And look at Daddy Doll. Look, he's lunging for the bathroom with his hand over his mouth. How about Daddy Doll's face? Look, it's turning green. Jiminy, aren't Mumsy and Daddy Dolls just too realistic for words, boys and girls? You bet they are. Mumsy and Daddy Dolls from Super Toys. Educational and fun for the whole family.
Oh, who goes there? Oh, it's you. Go right ahead.
Hold it, hold it. Where are you going? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you, sir.
Hey, no one is admitted beyond... Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know it was you.
Yes? Oh, it's you. What is it?
W.F.
Exotic Chongqing Chow Mein. So crisp, so succulent, you'll want it every night of the week.
Just a minute there. You can't expect people to eat Chongqing Chow Mein every night of the week.
Why not?
Well, I mean, wouldn't that get a little tiresome? You wouldn't expect Chinese people to eat American food every night, would you? Like hot dogs?
Well, here comes an ancient Chinese gentleman now. We'll ask him. Hello.
Hello.
What did you have to eat last Monday?
Hot dog.
Last Tuesday?
Hot dog.
Wednesday?
Hot dog.
Thursday?
Hot dog.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog.
Well, I guess that takes care. Yes?
You pay me $2, please.
Later. Well, I guess we'd better sing, huh?
I dare say.
95% of the people in the USA are gonna love Chongqing Chow Mein once they give it a try.
Hot.
Will you forget it?
Hi, kids. This is Captain Hook to tell you all about a brand new breakfast cereal. New Sugar Loads. It's a new fun-filled bowl of sugar-coated moods, shaped like little cues, guaranteed to get you off on your way to work, school, or play. Go on, take a bite. And listen, they make your ears ring. New Sugar Ludes.
From the Pillsburger Company.
Look, inside of every box there's a free set of stereo headphones.
Whoa! This is Captain Hook saying, get off today with the sugar-coated cue. It's the fine breakfast food. It's new sugar food.
It's the fun
New Sugar Ludes. It's the smart new way to start your day from Pillsburger.
High school senior and cheerleader Mary Patterson talks about new fun and fresh shampoo.
It's green, and, it comes in a plastic bottle, and, the cap is white. It's also plastic, and, let's see. That's all.
Tell them how it makes your hair look soft and clean.
Huh?
Does it make your hair look soft and clean?
Huh?
Does it make your hair look soft and clean?
Oh, that's true.
New fun and fresh shampoo in the plastic bottle with the white cap. It makes your hair look soft and clean all day.
Soft and clean.
From sodiobenzobactyl glumethine.
At last, a beautiful new community for the modern discriminating family. A new place to call home with all the convenience of big city living amid the relaxing beauty of the country.
Welcome to Paytel City. Yes, Paytel is the fastest new community, all in one easy location.
Original homes, original cars, TVs, great sights.
Beautiful high-rises with every floor placed exactly on top of the other, thanks to our amazing new patty stacker construction method.
And best of all, every kitchen in Paytel City comes completely equipped with the latest in home appliances. You get Benchamatic,
Miracle Brush,
Easy Pouring Spot,
Button Popper,
Fishing Magician,
Splatter Platter,
the incredible Paytel Litter,
knits, crochets, and hooks like a professional hooker.
And, yes indeed, the amazing new Super Tool. It's 10 tools in one.
Yes, Paytel City is the perfect place to bring up a modern family.
Easy to get around. All streets are clearly marked. Always drive in direction of arrow. To reverse, simply drive backwards. Isn't it amazing?
Paytel City is the perfect place to live and die.
When you pass on, you'll thrill to the fabulous Paytel Crematorium. It's convenient, it's clean, and it really works. No muss, no fuss. Say goodbye forever to expensive funerals.
And has this ever happened to you? Relax. You'll never place flowers on the wrong grave again. Thanks to the amazing new Paytel Grave Selector.
Simply push button and up pops left one of your choice. Easy to find, easy to put back. Grave Selector always returns to original position.
Come on, come all to fabulous Paytel City. Just north on Highway 1, left at Vegematic Crescent, then south on Patty Stacker Boulevard.
Or take the train and get off at our brand new 4-track train station, only $4.99.
8-track, $8.99.
And now, a message for the patrons of this theater from the president of the NAAA, the National Association for the Advancement of Afro-Americans, Dr. George Stevens.
Hello. I've just been reading a very important motion picture script, which has already been filmed. Why am I reading the script when I could be watching the movie? Simply because I feel this film is of great importance. Not just to the Afro-American community, but to all Negroes. For this is the first motion picture, to our lawyer's knowledge, that has dared to be suggested by the life of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. It serves as a living testimonial to the dignity of man and to the beauty of his woman. I have never before been asked to endorse a motion picture, And so it is with deep pride and humility that I urge you to owe it to yourself to undergo this uplifting cinematic experience.
He's back.
He's bad.
He's black.
He's glad.
He's Kingpin.
Black Ivory Productions presents a Zodiac International release.
Kingpin.
He's a king. He's a pin. He's a kingpin.
Introducing Denver Devereaux Jr., 8th round draft pick of the New York Jets in his motion picture debut, is Kingpin.
And he's got a plan to stick it to the Klan.
Sorry, fella, but you got to get to the back on this bus.
Listen, you honky donkey. Nobody tells Kingpin to get back.
I thought you were non-violent, Kingpin.
Sure, man. Only when I'm dreaming.
Got a team, got the sting to be Kingpin.
They call him the Doctor. And he's got a special treatment for Whitey's four-wheel jive.
If anybody's gonna be called Mr. Charlie, it's gonna be Kingpin.
You can't muscle me out of this, Kingpin. This is the biggest march Washington has ever seen.
Dig this and dig it deep, Congressman Muldoon. If there's gonna be snow in Washington, it's gonna be black snow. Now you take your business elsewhere, white boy.
Oh. This would be a heck of a time for my feet to desert me.
So was known across the nation. He led the fight for toleration. Now he's ripe for exploitation.
Kingpin, when are we going to get out of this thing? When are we going to go away to the mountains? Just the two of us.
The man won't let me, honey. I'm in too deep.
Forget the man. Think about your woman.
Oh, boy.
Ain't no club, not the stuff to be Kingpin.
If you want to get it together and see the brother who predicted the weather, dress your mother up in leather and see Kingpin.
The critics agree.
It's bad.
Peanuts, get your red hot peanuts. Can't tell the players without some peanuts.
Oh, excuse me. I was just doing some ball game vending the professional way. Friends, how many times have you been to the ballpark and wish you could toss peanuts, pour beer, and make change just like us pros? Well, now at last, this dream can become a reality when you enroll at West Coast School for Famous Ballpark Vendors. What's that you say? Your vocal cords could never last through the third inning, and you thought that only college graduates could qualify for the position? Well, once you take our simple three-year program at West Coast, oh, excuse me. I'm just playing back the tape of a commercial I recently did for another famous West Coast trade school. Does announcing commercials like these sound like fun? You bet it is. And when you enroll at West Coast Famous School for Famous School Announcing, you'll have a chance to announce a commercial just like this one. What's that you say? Your voice is so dull, you yourself even have trouble staying awake when you talk? Well, when you enroll at West Coast Famous School for Famous School Announcing, we'll show you how to talk the real way, the professional way.
Universal Pictures presents AM. AM, a film about a hip, top 40 radio station that won't knuckle under the corporate pressure. AM, seven hip, top 40 jocks. Doc, sleepy, grumpy, dopey, sneezy, happy, and mother. Banding together, refusing to play progressive rock. AM, coming soon to a hip, top 40 frequency near you. Static all over the dial.
Gee, I'm hungry, but I haven't got much money, yet I weigh over 300 pounds. What will I do for lunch?
Hungry for lunch in an economic crunch? Tie on the old feed bag and lumber on into the Snack Shack.
Hunger Attack Snack Shack. Hunger Attack Snack Shack. Snack Shack. Snack.
For starters, try our specialty of the house, the Snack Shack Gut Buster.
Buster gut. Ooh, ah, take a chance. Snack Shack.
Three football-sized slabs of artificial beef, just packed with generous chunks of hot red peppers, chopped onion slices, and pieces of some kind of pork, dripping in our patented mackerel sauce.
Mackerel sauce, super boss, what's that pork Snack Shack?
Still hungry? Well then wrap your lips around our all-new taste sensation, the Hog Dog.
Hog Dog, wrap your lips to Snack Shack.
two and one half pounds of sizzling juicy byproducts blanketed in 7 big ounces of processed bacon and microwaved to perfection.
Processed meat radiates Smash
Jack. Appetizers? Do you like good coleslaw? So do we. But in the meantime, try to hold down a plate full of the Cholesterol Kid Special.
Eat it up, hold it up, eat it up, Smash Jack.
A 1 pound block of salad-like things that you're sure to remember for weeks. Your roommate will, too.
This week's special, order a 4-pound chicken brick and get a free 96-ounce Shack Shake. Your choice of 3 delicious flavors, red, blue, and green.
Not available in Pottsville, Linoleum Town, or the Industrial Mall.
Shack Shack, heart attack. FDA says stay away. Eat it up. Hold it down. Keep it down. Shack Shack, y'all come back.
Hello, dear friends. This is Aleister Crowley, owner and operator of Duke of Madness Motors, here at the edge of the New World Freeway. And you know, there's a lot of things going on in this town of ours that none of us has really gotten out of our car to really see. You can drive north and south in any direction in just a short time to see more wonderful and truly real things than are happening when you drive by. And that's because of the wonderful automobile that you have the pleasure to buy to get there in the first place. Safe and first and unconscious of the economy. It's so quiet. We're all, just like this little auto robot here, I'm thinking, a lot shorter than we used to be. And this little guy here we're talking about can have just as many wonderful needs at home as anybody else. And to get him home, to get all of us watching home, he has to be taken out to run over the streets. And the kids, and what about the cats and the dogs? Pick them up and put him in the robot and bring them down to Duke of Madness Motors, and we'll fit them each out with a robot of their own so they can get out around and see it too. Keep watching, and you'll see we're always welcome to meeting strangers and wives and discounting everything that happens here at Duke of Madness Mufflers every day that remains from noon to noon. Thank you.
Grover got sick, so they put him away. But now, he's back. Nightmare on Sesame Street.
Hello, everybody. Why don't you come out and play? I won't kill you or anything.
Never before has there been such a nasty display of flying fur and felt on the big screen. I saw it, and I got sick, says Gene Siskel. Gross. A severed thumbs down, says Roger Ebert. From the makers of King Friday the 13th comes Nightmare on Sesame Street. Brought to you by the letter P.
Are you mad? You can't do the Irving Bell story in 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah? The small time, the tank towns, I played them all. I'm crisp and I'm delicious and I'm entertaining too.
St. Louis. Minneapolis.
For my next number, I'd like to do an imitation of a Bell brand corn chip.
Philadelphia. New York.
A Bell brand potato chip on my shoe?
You haven't seen him work yet. Go get him, Irving.
I'm crisp and I'm delish.
Sorry.
Sure, there were hard times.
A potato chip in show business? Don't make me laugh.
Sure, there was heartbreak.
Sorry, we just gave the paw to a pretzel.
Then, one night in my dressing room in a theater in San Francisco...
Quick! The number one potato chip has broken its leg. Get out there, Bell.
You mean?
Go get him, baby.
The Geary Theater proudly presents Irving Bell.
I'm crisp and I'm delicious and I'm entertaining too. Why don't you give me a chance? Here we go!
Let's face the Bell brand potato chips and dance!
A gracious hello! Here at the phone company, we handle 84 billion calls a year. Serving everyone from presidents and kings to the scum of the earth. So we realize that every so often you can't get a call through. Perhaps your phone goes out of order for no apparent reason. Maybe you've been charged for a call you didn't make. We don't care. Watch this. Just lost the area. You see, here in this computer room, we have a matrix of multi-billion dollar space-age technology that is so sophisticated that even we can't handle it, but that's your problem, isn't it? So the next time you complain about your phone service, why don't you try using 2 Dixie cups with a string? We don't care, we don't have to. We're the phone company.
How about another brewski over here?
Better make it a double back.
Double back beer is brewed with a man in mind. A hearty pulsing head and a full throbbing body that'll slam against your throat with a kick of a tablespoon of hot mayonnaise. When men get together and say they're going to choke down a big one, it's a cinch they're talking about a double back. You know, double back beer is brewed according to the most masculine principles of the brewer's art. The hops and yeast were smuggled into this country in the bowels of immigrants, so you know they must be the best. Double back comes in quart, gallon, and oil drum sizes, and it's available in fitness centers and service stations everywhere. And don't worry about the calories, because double back's never with you long enough to matter. So call on out and get the men's only beer that's colored the sidewalks and restrooms of this man's country for years. Remember, it's got the two-way taste that men just love. Tastes great going down, tastes great coming back up again. If you can't afford to leave the bar, order an empty bucket and a bottle of double back. It'll set you straight, double you over, then set you straight again. That's double back, the man's beer.
December 24th, to a chimney near you.
You better not pout.
You better not cry.
You better not shout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. It's Santa Bug.
Jolly Saint Nick is back.
In a super tinsel turbocharged eggnog burning reindeer powered funny sleigh.
Pulled by Dasher.
Dancer.
Prancer.
Vixen.
Comet.
Cupid.
Donner.
And Roseanne Barr.
Santa Bug.
Special guest reindeer.
Rudolph.
His red nose is on fire.
See the Grinch try to cripple Kris Kringle.
In a crushing Christmas crunch-a-thon.
Wise men bearing gifts getting free.
Santa Bug.
He's gonna fill your stocking full of mud.
Bring your mistletoe.
Santa Bug.
Peace on earth. Good wheels toward men.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm Harv Kirshner, owner and president of Harv Kirshner's Happy Face Motors, where the freeways meet in Hooverville. Friends, I'm here to tell you right now, there is no energy crisis here at Harv Kirshner's. That's right, these little beauties you're resting your retinas on right now got 522 cubic inches of energy. And they're using every bit of it right now to say to you, come on down, take me home, and feed me, feed me. Now what this energy thing comes down to in a nutshell, friends, is you gonna let some panty-waste environmentalist, some chucklehead bureaucrat, take away your God-given right to drive one of these gas-guzzling mothers on Sunday? Are you going to let some Arab hold a gun to your back and keep you from buying one of these gas-swilling sweethearts? Sure, it drinks gas. You bet it drinks gas, partner, and that's why the good Lord put gasoline on this God's green earth, so you could drive straight through to Kettleman City in your 8-cylinder custom van conversion without stopping. Friends, you look right here at the sticker price. Look at the sticker price on the window of this car. That's what we think of the sticker price at Harv Kirshner's, friends. It's your choice. This car made in America by bronzed American working men in Pittsburgh. Or some titty car you need a shoehorn to get into. You look at this car, friends. Brand new. There it is. It's got a dent in it, friends. Now you come on down here right now and take it away. We'll take anything as a down payment. Empty pop bottles, food stamps, welfare checks. Have you had credit trouble in the past? Are you in debt, out of work, a shut-in, a problem drinker? Friends, are you legally dead? I don't care. Look, there's my credit manager. Look here, Bobo Deluxe.
Hiya,
huh? He's trying to give these cars away. Let me show you what we think of the credit manager here at Harv Kirshner's Happy Face Motors. Now you, buddy, you come here. Give me that wallet. Come here. Now look, you get in that car right there. Give me that wallet. Get in there. Now go on. Get in that car. There it is, friends, right there. Look at him. Look at that smile on his face. Another satisfied customer, friends. If you don't come down here right now, television friends, I'm going to back this late model American station wagon over my dog Spot. Harv Kirshner's Happy Face Motors, where the freeways meet in Hooverville. Thank you.
Now, an old farting slosh capsule commercial brought to you by the news. Get old farting slosh pale stale ale with the foam on the bottom and uproariously funny labels. Great for weekend parties, holiday parties, and parties during the week. Old farting slosh is also fun even if you don't like parties. It's delicious beer, but the six new funny labels call it everything from old folks home brew to sour mess burpin', made in the still of the night, and more. Get old frothing slosh by the case or sick pack wherever you buy beer, and laugh with every new different label. Get old frothing slosh. Now, a word about the news. Things aren't bad. Tune in again when the news brings you Old Frothing Slosh commercials.
It's the end of another long, hard day punching cattle. And the sweat is dripping off your manhood because you're a man and you sweat like a man, like only a man can, because you do a man's job that really works up a man's appetite, and only a man knows what a man wants to know when a man really wants a man's taste, and that taste is the taste of Wrigler's beef flavored gum. Wrigler's beef flavored gum. The kind of gum that belongs between a man's teeth. And now, Wrigler's brings you new barbecued beef flavored gum. Wrigler's, the meat lover's gum.
The funny 50s and the snickering 60s, when the world still knew how to laugh. Now and only now, from now on, K-Cell Records is proud to present 16 golden bits from comedy's fabulous past, recreated by the Laugh Masters, Volume 1. Imagine for the first time on one LP recording the voices of your favorite comedy records from the past, thrillingly simulated in hypophonic stereo and high-impact flimsy-groove vinyl, guaranteed not to tear. Remember Jose Jimenez in The Astronaut?
My name, Jose Jimenez, The Astronaut.
Remember Bob Newhart in The Driving Instructor?
No, no, Mrs. Smith. What's that? You say you just made a left turn?
And who'll ever forget those golden goons, the goons?
Nettie, what's that on your face?
It's my trousers!
Yes, these and 12 other comedy classics from the golden age of recorded laughter are yours and many, many more if you act now. And if you really act now, you'll receive in addition this incredible bonus, Volume 2 of the same record. You'll hear and laugh again at the Laugh Masters doing Mort Saul.
Right?
Shelley Berman.
Ah, really?
Nichols and May.
You're sick.
I know.
And that kooky Kennedy clan from the first family.
And the rubber duck is mine.
You couldn't buy this amazing package of comedy memories at $100 or more, anywhere, anymore, if you act now. But for a limited time only, thanks to a recent antitrust ruling that comedians cannot have a monopoly on their own material, you can get 16 golden bits from comedy's fabulous past, volumes 1 and 2, for only pennies a day. Send blank check or money order to...
Cash. Box 683, Mail Drop, Minnesota.
For quick handling, mark on envelope, not a bill or collection statement. You can tell it's KSL. We yell.
It takes a village to raise the dead. I'm Lord Eddie Beaverbrook, owner and chief insomniac at
Unconscious Village.
And it's the last day of our last day sale. So read 'em the gossipful slit.
Thanks, boss. Hey, put yourself down under this. It's a horn dog of Babylon, struggle snuff, smother set, and sulfur slack claw.
You'd prophesy the price at $1,000, but read my forehead. 666-66.
Rise now, for I come to your bedroom with my long rod to measure you for the last bed you'll ever need.
Okay, Loach, we got them all. You tell them, little Eddie.
I said it, Dad. I'm up to my gonads in Rapture Softs, Christian Slaters, Lamb of Gods, Downey Juniors, and Seven Sealies
at Unconscious Village.
I am asleep.
You are.
The Spangled Dwarf in his bow tie. Infantry that don't ask why.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan. Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the beans, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album called Golden Protest, performed by the original artists who made them famous. You'll thrill to Society's Child by Janis Ian, Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, What Have They Done to the Rain by the Searchers, In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, Silent Night, 7 O'Clock News by Simon and Garfunkel, and who can ever forget this all-time classic? Yes, it's Barry McGuire's immortal Eve of Destruction. And, of course, my own Masters of War, all for the incredibly low price of $3.95. And if you order now, you'll also receive a treasury of acid rock featuring Vanilla Fudge, Blue Cheer, Frigid Pink, Moby Grape, The Electric Prunes, Jeff Snareplane, Lothar and the Hand People, to name but a few. Plus, as part of this special limited offer, you also get the best of the supergroups with Traffic, Cream, Blind Faith, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and many, many others. Yes, this is a collector's dream, Golden Protest, plus two fabulous 60s albums, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering. But here's something that'll tell you how you can get this amazing record package.
Here's how to order this amazing record package. Just send $3.95 in check or money order plus your name and address to Apple House Box 70K South Bend, Indiana. Once again, that's $3.95 in check or money to Apple House Box. Do it today.
Hello, this is Rock and Roll Commissioner Bowie David with this reminder. If you are a youth between the ages of 14 and 29, slender built and soft features, and looking for a vocation, do not neglect to consider a rewarding career in professional rock and roll. As a rock and roll star, you have a chance to enjoy economic security, peer group adulation, a wide variety of sexual and drug experiences, and early retirement and even death. For more information on your exciting and glamorous life as a professional rock and roll star, listen to these satisfied pros.
Boy, oh boy, I'm really looking forward to this Halloween.
And why is that?
Because this is the first year I've had a chance to go trick-or-treating for those Mars Junior bars.
A trick-or-treating?
Teeny-weeny Mars candy bars. Milky Ways, Three Musketeers, Snickers, and Forever Yours's. They come about 30 of them in a polyethylene bag.
In other words, you
I got my costume, I got my mask, I got my shopping bag. I've never been so excited in all my life.
How old are you?
42 and a half.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's making me feel sick.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Well, why don't you do something about it? Why don't you get it out of here? Isn't there any way you can get rid of it?
I'm not going to touch it.
Oh, God.
I'm not touching it. It's filthy. It stinks.
Well, we're going to have to smell it for the rest of the goddamn night if you don't get rid of it.
It stinks. I'm not touching it.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
I'm not going to touch it. I'm not filthy.
It's disgusting. Just get it out of here. It's no big deal. Jesus, just go on. Get rid of it.
Where do you want me to put it?
I don't know.
What do you want me to...
Well, just throw it outside. I don't know. I don't care. Just put it out the door or something. Just get rid of it. Gone. What are you waiting for?
I kind of like it.
What? What? Yeah, is it starting to grow on you or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm beginning to grow attached to it. It's
WFMU.
Once you get used to the smell, it's...
What can you do if you're hungry and you don't want to spend the last of your bread? Down at the Wawa, they got a great deal and a promise that they'll leave you well fed. At the Ho-Hee-Fest at the Wawa, the Ho-Hee-Fest at the Wawa, only for a limited time. Shorty's $2.99. The turkey is roasted, the buns can be toasted, and the meatballs are saucy and hot.
Ellen Sherman, Cleveland housewife and mother.
Hi, I'm a
nuclear physicist and commissioner of consumer affairs. In my spare time, I do needlepoint, read, sculpt, take riding lessons, and brush up on my knowledge of current events. Thursday's my day at the daycare center, and then there's my work with the deaf. But I still have time left over to do all my own baking and practice my backhand, even though I'm on call 24 hours a day as a legal aid.
How does Ellen Sherman do it all? Right now, she's smart. She takes Speed, the tiny blue diet pill you don't have to be overweight to need.
And then I collect these paper bags, and I have them right here, all folded and everything, in case anyone needs a paper bag, I have one.
Yes, Speed.
Because I fold them neatly, you know, I don't fold them just any old way.
Why not ask your family doctor for a prescription today? And when that runs out, you can ask your neighbor's doctor, and your mother's doctor, and your college roommate's doctor, and your best friend from high school's doctor, and your babysitter.
Channel 2 claims that safe driving is in some way a desirable goal for society. This position completely ignores the documented value of reckless driving as a form of self-expression. If one were to believe Channel 2, safe driving is some kind of magic elixir for panacea and other ills. There is no area of modern life more highly regimented and controlled by the government than life behind the wheel. Between speed limits, mandatory headlights, and divided highways, today's driver is encased in a web of womb-like precaution. We believe he should once again be able to enjoy driving in reverse down a mountain road, that driving should once again stand for freedom, dignity, and grisly death. So let's put the free back in freeways and the cars back in causeways. Let's get rid of the hogwash and start up the car wash. Thank you.
You have just heard Louis DeLongpre speaking in reply to a recent editorial. It is the position of the management that Mr. DeLongpre is brain damaged.
Hi, I'm Richard Nixon. Remember me? Remember Agnew? Remember meat? Remember paper? Remember the 70s? Weren't those wonderful years? Remember how I dangled the Supreme Court along, indicating that they were going to get my tapes at any moment? Well, no, an 8-track tape and stereo record. You get years of lightning, days of drums, and my 8 years of corruption. Hear John Dean's famous cancer on the presidency speech. I taped everything, thrilled to the moment when Julie came home and told me she was going to marry you-know-who. Thrilled to the moment I had simultaneous orgasm all by myself. These tapes are unavailable by mail. These tapes are unavailable in the department stores. In fact, these tapes are unavailable. But if you know what's good for you, you'll send your contribution to Maurice Stans, Box 1776, Leavenworth, Kansas.
Bill Randall's 650, Dorothy S. Ma'am, the Axle Wide and Peppermint Endurance Company in Bashful Johnny C., home of the Grand Old Conglomeration, Fanny Hill University, and the Bathtub of the South. It's 7:30.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right, sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friends who have been so kind and generous. So from... from Preparation H to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas.
We don't know.
Hi, my name is Jeannie and I work for the phone company.
We don't know.
Oh, I'm Larry and I work for the phone company.
We don't know.
I'm Nancy and I don't know what I'm doing.
We don't know what we're doing.
When you work for the only phone company in town, you don't have to know what you're doing, and there's really nothing anybody can do about it. You can try to complain, but you probably won't get through. The phone company.
We don't know what we're doing.
Bow of the Wolf.
from the 13th floor elevators. Bow of the Woods. From one mind to another. To you, the elevators say,
I put Barnyard to scratch up a little.
Barnyard Blues. And the spirit of the elevators is living on.
In the wisdom of right, evermore, and the spirit of us living on.
It lives in the new Bull of the Woods album, available at Bay Area Record Shops.
Okay, Irv, let's hear the drum roll leading into the S.K. Frankfurter commercial.
Okay.
What do you think, Harry? Sounds a little ineffectual, doesn't it?
Well, actually,
Let me talk to the drummer here. Listen, that's kind of an ineffectual drum roll, isn't it, Irv?
Well, yeah, man, when you consider I'm using S.K. Weenies for drumsticks. And,
Weenies for drumsticks?
Yeah.
Well, whose idea?
Wait a minute. It's a sponsor's idea.
Oh. Well, that's not a bad idea. Let's hear it again, Irv. Harry, the only thing is, what has that got to do with S.K. Franks?
Well, they figured it would be a dramatic way to remind people that S.K. Franks are lean and firm, that they're all meat with no gristle or fillers. And if housewives would only compare S.K. Franks to ordinary Franks, they would taste the difference quality makes.
That makes sense. Okay, can we hear it again, Irv?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were through, man.
What?
I ate the drumsticks.
You're gonna see your family goes for S.K.
Hello, dear little friend.
Hello, dear little friend.
Aren't we enjoying your movie?
Aren't we enjoying your movie?
Aren't we really?
Aren't we really having a terrific time?
That's right. I'm Nick
Exxon. Orange and a Matches, President of the United States Motors, formerly Jailbird Motors. Have the used automobile, used pickup, or perhaps like a younger girl, painting teeth like these. Wonderful examples. Here's 7-4 squat dowel grill, vinyl dirt machine. Here's the Elgin 7-4 fruit pack, fan, 80 capital of the world. Here's another one. Hundreds of them. We've got hundreds of 74 fruit bats. We're loaded down, pregnant, fine automobiles, and none of the cars are stolen, friend. Kind of service.
One, two, three. Let her put you in the driver's seat. Let her take you anywhere at all. By the hour, by the day, by the week, or anyway, just let her put you in the driver's seat. Let her put you.
And now, as an added suggestion, think to yourself the following phrase.
W-F-M-U.
We will be using this suggestion throughout the program, so whenever you want to enter into a deep state of relaxation, just place your hand very gently below your navel and think to yourself the words
W-F-M-U.
You will immediately and gently feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed.
See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around a tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country Bear Whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear Whiz beer.
Bear Whiz beer, liquid product of Andrew Bearwood's Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
It's the greatest rock song ever written, Stairway to Heaven, the one song you just can't get enough of. And now KTEL has collected 30 different versions of this beloved contemporary classic on one 12-inch stereo LP. Yes, if you love Stairway to Heaven now, you'll love it dozens of different ways with KTEL's new Stairways to Heaven. And what would heaven be without stars? And Stairways to Heaven has 30 great stars with their own interpretations of Led Zeppelin's musical milestone. You'll hear George Benson, REO Speedwagon, and Al Stewart.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gone.
Hold on to your headsets. There's more. Devo, Ferrari and Teicher, and Buffy St. Marie.
Your head is humming and it won't go.
And for you classical buffs, Luciano Pavarotti.
There was a lady on the wall.
From the soulful baritone strut of Barry White. To the popular country crooning of Slim Whitman.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Of Stairways to Heaven with the five neat guys.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
And get this, here's America's favorite copycat, Rich Little, singing it as only he can, sounding so close to the original, it's scary.
If there's a bustle in your bedroom, don't be alone, man. It's just a sprinkling for the make.
It's the perfect gift for your child. It's Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie's even more fun than regular Barbie.
Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie's filled with plastic explosives, so when you pull her hair... You stupid kid. You got blood on your new dress. Now go get changed. The new Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie.
Poke out your eye kitten, sold separately.
Want to try one of these?
Sure.
Want a drink?
Yes.
You're beautiful. How about you take off your shirt?
Okay.
Mind if I do this?
Uh-uh.
Want to, you know?
All right.
I don't have any protection.
That's okay.
Want to go somewhere else?
Yeah.
Want to stay out all night?
Okay.
Want me to drive?
Sure.
I don't have a license, okay?
Whatever.
The least frightening film you could ever hope to see. Beware. It's not... alive.
It's not?
No, look, it's not even moving.
Billy, get away from that!
But Mom, it's not alive.
Well, stop kicking it then.
It's not alive.
Well, let's get out of here.
Anything can stop it. This creature is easily believable. Terror well within the grasp of even the most limited imagination. It's not alive. See it alone. It's okay.
It's not alive. Now showing at the Industrial Drive-In. Matinees only.
Hey! Do you see what I see standing in a row? Kellogg's bright new faces on the All-Star Breakfast Show.
Corn Flakes, the leader, is here with a bright new face, a colorful ear of corn.
Golden corn.
Rice Krispies with fruit on top sing a kind of cereal bop.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
Pep shows what parents prize, boys and girls with sparkling eyes.
Sugar corn pops, good and sweet, bring cowboy stars you'll like to meet.
Seven more, each a treat, make the cast complete.
On the All-Star Breakfast Show.
Grocers from coast to coast now feature your favorite Kellogg breakfast cereals in their bright new boxes. Look for this sign in your grocery store at the Kellogg All-Star Breakfast Show.
Yes, Kellogg's for breakfast. No better way to start the day.
It's smiling food.
It's good for you.
Start you off with a
hoop-de-doo.
It's Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
This is the midst of the disillusionment and heartbreak season. And with a recent outbreak of that suicidal strain of despair up in Boston, well, you'd better keep a close watch on your emotions. So remember the seven danger signals of depression. That's a general and lasting feeling of hopelessness, inability to concentrate, loss of self-esteem, fear of rejection, misdirected anger, feelings of guilt, and extreme dependency on others. At the first sign of these symptoms, friends, follow these simple rules. Keep working, drink as much as possible, and take your television's advice. And you know, more TVs recommend an amazing new psychic breakthrough than any other. And that's confidence in the system. Fast, safe, and guaranteed by constant federal control, confidence in the system will keep them in power longer, 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 and
tend to come and obscure the miseries of disillusionment and despair. Confidence in the system. An easy-to-swallow propaganda form, a new fast-acting thought control. So have some today.
Hi, I'm Ron Pentecost, welcoming you to the wonderful, wacky world of radio announcing. You know, friends say to me, Ron, how can I tell if I'm that lucky candidate who qualifies for that fast-paced, high-paying, everybody-likes-me kind of life you call the wonderful, wacky world of radio announcing? And I say to them, dear friends, what I'll say to you right now. Today's announcers have natural voices, typical of most of us. But you know you're not born with that special ability. Oh, no. The ability to breathe life into words, to give meaning to your sponsor's message. Here's an urgent message. So you don't forget, order before midnight tomorrow. A sincere message. Offer void where prohibited by law. An authoritative message. Substantial interest penalty for early withdrawal. A comedic message. Back to you, Peter Marshall. I repeat, you're not born with these abilities, but you can buy them right now at the Ron Pentecost School of Radio Announcing. And there are new classes forming soon for our Reverb Workshop. Interested in this kind of life? Of course you are. So write today for a free brochure to the Ron Pentecost School of Radio Announcing, Post Office Box 17, Pacoima. Not affiliated with Columbia School of Broadcasting, Columbia Broadcasting System, or anybody else.
Shake it up with milk and make a great thick shake. New great shakes, new great shakes.
Now Great Shake Shake Mix comes in two new soda fountain flavors. Dippy new chocolate fudge flavor great shakes and wild new strawberry flavor great shakes. Both turn milk into a real thick shake. So thick it stands up to a straw. Great shake.
It's so creamy, thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now. With great shakes, new great shakes. If you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get,
hey!
Great shakes, great shakes.
At the Big Boy at 8 a.m. for the best hot cakes in town. For the freshest eggs and that coffee that's great, or that French toast golden brown. Meet you at the Big Boy at 12 p.m. along with the rest of the bunch. For a crisp green salad and a Big Boy burger or a Slim Jim sandwich for lunch. Meet you at the Big Boy at 6 p.m. for an honest-to-goodness meal. Chicken or ham or shrimp or beef or pies with homemade taste appeal. Meet you at the Big Boy after dark for that late snack you can't beat. Meet you at the Big Boy, meet you at the Big Boy, our favorite place to eat. Meet you at the Big Boy, and it's time for that good food you can't beat. Meet you at the Big Boy, meet you at the Big Boy, our favorite place to eat. Meet you at the Big Boy, meet you at the Big Boy, our favorite place to eat.
All right, gentlemen, get the picture. Beautiful Bonnie in a negligee getting ready for bed.
Oh.
She scratches her little knee.
Ah.
She reaches for the crystal decanter.
Oh.
Lifts her negligee.
Ah.
Sprays a lovely pink mist of iodine on the affected area. And says,
W.F.M. You.
Bogus Productions presents the largest rock festival in concert history. Over 700 national rock groups will perform on a 22-acre revolving outdoor stage for 18 days and nights. Plus, you'll witness the cancellation of these incredible groups. Led Zeppelin, The Who, Peter Frampton, The Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, and more. Arrangements are being made for a triple LP, a movie, t-shirts, bumper stickers, posters, and matchbook covers. So don't miss it. The biggest, best rock festival in concert history. Advance tickets are only $85, $110 at the gate, cash only, no refunds. Notice, this is the last time a rock festival of this size will ever be held. To prevent a possible festival injunction, the concert site will be announced 6 hours before showtime. So be listening and get your tickets now. Attendance is limited to the first 3 million ticket holders. A bogus production.
And now here's a message from your friends at Studebaker.
Whoa, whoa now, whoa.
There she is, Dr. B. Baxter Sr., California.
Yep, we finally made it, Mama. All of us, the whole family, thanks to our Studebaker Conestoga.
Yeah, after miles of trackless desert and towering mountains.
Tornadoes and rock slides.
Thunderstorms and snake bites.
Athlete's foot and famine.
Black flies and gingivitis.
Runny nose and scratchy throat.
Flaky dandruff and ring around the collar.
Chigger bites and the heartbreak of psoriasis. At times I could see the headline, Pioneer Family Nearly Itches to Death.
Remember when little B. Baxter Jr. throwed up in your tackle box?
Yeah, I never thought I'd laugh about that, but here we are, California, thanks to our Studebaker Conestoga. Say, Mama, what do you say after the dog does the dishes tonight? We send B. Baxter Jr. and little Ida Bell up to pick huckleberries, and you and me will pooch up in the backseat of the Conestoga.
Just like we used to do back in Knoxville.
You'll never see Knoxville again, Mama.
Thanks to our Studebaker.
Studebaker is the one to get you to the coast. Going overland, they'll lend a hand of all the wagons never told. Studebaker Mormons choose. And Quakers love the one when they're needing a wagon. Studebaker, today, Studebaker, today, Studebaker, today. Studebaker.
Studebaker, four wheels and a tongue will get you clear to California. Dealerships available.
Hi, like you, I'm fascinated by fallen electrical power lines. But I can never remember if you're supposed to touch them or just stay away from them. And I guess that's why I subscribe to Fallen Electrical Power Line Instructions Illustrated Weekly. Every week, FEPLIIW gives me the information that I want to know with articles from people like Alex Haley.
Don't touch the fallen power line.
James Kilpatrick.
Get away from the fallen power line.
And award-winning author Isaac Asimov.
No!
There's also fiction from Gore Vidal.
Simon strode near the fallen power line.
Get away!
I said.
And of course, the fascinating, sometimes controversial interviews with today's biggest celebrities.
Gavin McLeod, if you came to a fallen power line, would you touch it?
I don't know. Should I?
No!
Hi, I'm Judy. I'm an operator for Fallen Electrical Power Line Instructions Illustrated Weekly. If you call now, I will answer in a foreign language and laugh when you become confused and frustrated. Call now to start your exciting career as a welder.
This editorial brought to you by the pale, stale ale with the foam on the bottom and funny, funny labels on the bottles. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of Old Frothing Slosh.
Thank you, son. It has come to my attention that people are buying Old Frothing Slosh beer just to serve at parties to read the 6 new different labels to each other, laugh, and have a good time. To those people, I say go ahead. Get Old Frothing Slosh by the case or sick pack wherever you buy beer and snicker. Chuckle at the funny labels on the no-deposit, no-return bottles. But remember, Old Frothing Slosh is also a great beer for people without a sense of humor. Besides, how would you like to be a president and have everybody laugh at your product?
Can't Tell Records presents jazz's greatest hits. Included on this two-record set are Let Me Outta Here by Ornette Coldust. And the Scientology Samba by Chick Cambodia and Go Back to Nowhere with vocalist Flora Fauna. And trumpeter Miles Jiveass with Don't Give Me No Lip. You also get Alice Amtrak with Cosmic Anxiety Attack. And as an extra special bonus, you get Leon Muffin with The Creator Has a Master Key. This record is not available anywhere.
Pirate picture intercepted. Screen cleared.